Time for the KSL In-Depth. A group of religious leaders and attorneys are banding together, promising to give pro bono legal services to members of Utah's Muslim community. The goal is to help people, especially refugees, who feel they've been subjected to attacks or discrimination based on their faith, race, or national origin. They're calling the group the Refugee Justice League of Utah. And one of the organizers, Noor Ul Hassan, is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. We appreciate you taking the time. How did this idea come about?
Actually, they approached us. A mutual friend of mine told them to come and contact to me. They indicated that they were concerned, obviously, with what's been going on lately, and they felt that, you know, every day they get up in the morning and they are perfectly safe to go to work, and what anxiety and stress that several of their neighbors and friends that are diverse and different than them that must be suffering, so they wanted to do something about it. And they started off with just the three of them, actually two of them in their practice, went to about 5, 10. Now they have over 50 attorneys, and this is within the last 2 weeks that we've come this together, less than 2 weeks. So even the last 4 days, they had 20 more attorneys come on board to help.
Have refugees come forward requesting assistance since this all began?
So we just rolled this out. Yesterday we met with the community to let them know what we're doing exactly and how we're doing it. I was the person who organized them to reach out to them and contact them and have a means of how they will be able to present cases to them. Obviously, we don't want to have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people just sending information to them. We want to be able to have it in a way that they will be able to systematically pursue things. And so we just started this, and that's why we just rolled this out today to let the public know, and hoping also that people who are aware now that they have these really established attorneys to help, not just refugees, immigrants, people that feel that they are going to be subjected to hate crimes, which we have been in the past, that they will not be, they will be subject to the law, and they will be getting that free services, legal services for them, which is very important. And right now, the very most important thing that I really find just initially, this whole registration idea, they have definitely indicated they will not, they will be the step that will not allow that to happen.
You're talking about the Muslim registry that Donald Trump has spoken of, or those around him have spoken of.
That's right. Now, if you recall, in the Bush time, there was actually, in Utah, we actually did not know that that was a registration system. Basically, I recall this, we posted on our mosque a paper saying this country, go sign up and, you know, register yourselves, thinking that that was because of green card holders. They had to do that. We had no idea. That went on for 1 week. The second week, we posted another one from different countries. And in California, there were many attorneys in the meantime that said, no, we're not going to let you even gather and do this, and we object, and they had a huge rally, I remember, in San Francisco, saying, you'll have to come through us lawyers before you ever even think about registering the Muslims. And now I realize, because I've immigrated, and I've been a citizen since I was a young kid, I now realize, wow, that was registering us. They were registering us. So these Utah lawyers say, oh, no, we're not going to let them register anybody here in Utah.
Do you have a website where people can...
organization.
Sorry, do you have a website where people can reach you who need the services?
So what we're doing right now is we've rolled it out with most of these refugees. 90% of them happen to be Muslim, and thereby they do attend a lot of the mosque and stuff because it's required in our faith. So we start out rolling out through them, and then we're going to be rolling it out with other, not just other faith organizations, but also other refugee organizations and whatnot. We're just starting it right now to see how it starts being received and how they get to the processing of actually getting out of their fear zone to come and actually come and report and get action for them. Because you have to realize refugees have come from countries where a police was not a place where you go. People were not helpful to them. That's why they fled those countries under duress. And so they have to get out of that comfort zone of being afraid and realizing that, you know, these people are really going to help them, and they're not out there to try and, like, register them or whatnot, even though that's what they see nationwide is what's being delivered out to them.